Hi, I'm Joanne Folletta, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I play the piano, and I am 9 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlaken Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Daniel. That was Daniel playing our Kids Commute theme on the piano. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find sheet music instructions, everything you need, at kidscommute.org. Good morning, Kids Commuters. Happy Monday. Welcome to a whole new week on IPR's Kids Commute and a new Quizlet, which we'll be asking you on Friday. And so, what week is it? It is Villains Week! Dun-dun-da! We're going to hear some great, wicked, mustache-twirling music by bad guys and bad gals this week. Our first villain is named Dr. Basilio from the opera The Barber of Seville by Gioachino Rossini. This is an 1813 opera with a super complicated plot, but we're going to take it down to the super bare bones for you. The good guys are Count Almaviva, who's in love with Rosina and wants to marry her, and Rosina, who's just a nice person who wants to get married. The bad guys are Rosina's guardian, Bartolo, and his friend, Basilio, her music teacher. The bad guy, Bartolo, asks bad guy, Basilio, how to make Rosina stop liking Almaviva. Now, Basilio, and this is why he's the bad guy, he says, hey, you know what's great for that kind of thing? Slander. Now, slander means spreading mean lies about someone. So basically, he's saying, tell Rosina mean lies about Almaviva, and she won't be into him anymore. Today's music is Basilio's aria, La Calunnia, which means calumny, which means slander. Now, this wicked little song is Basilio singing about how slander works. Basilio says, slander is like a breeze, a little gentle thing whispered quietly before it turns into a big, loud wind, which is how a lot of mean lies and gossip get started, first by whispers before it spreads around and gets loud. Today's recording of La Calunnia is a special one from our archive. Here's the 1984 Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra, conducted by Byron Hansen, featuring the famous baritone William Warfield as that mean old gossiping Dr. Basilio.
Varum santo, varum santo, nell'orecchi delle gente, si introduce desperamente, e le teste di cervelli, e le teste di cervelli, fa stordire, fa stordire, fa stordire, fa gonfiar. Dalla poco fiore uscendo, lo schiamazzo va crescendo, prende forza poco a poco, volata di loco dopo, sempre attorno la tempesta, che non sempre la foresta, e buscando pronto, pronto, e ti vado pronto, alla spinta rotta, sempre si fa parte, si adorme, e produce l'esplosione, come un colpo di cannone, come un colpo di cannone, un rapporto temporale,
Oh,
arrestato sotto il pubblico flagello per pranzote madre cruel. E il meschino calunniato, avvilito, calpestato sotto il pubblico flagello per pranzote madre par. Meschino calunniato, avvilito, calpestato sotto il pubblico flagello per gran sorte madre cruel. E il meschino calunniato, avvilito, calpestato sotto il pubblico flagello per pranzote
The magnificent William Warfield sang the wicked gossip aria La Calunnia, Calumny, Slander, from The Barber of Seville by Gioacchino Rossini. Byron Hansen conducted the 1984 Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra. And now, kids commuters, the answer to our Quizlet from last week. We asked you, we were here with our friend Bela Fleck. He said he was helped to learn to play Bach on the banjo with the help of a very talented friend, Edgar Meyer, whom he described as a maniac of a certain instrument. What instrument does Edgar Meyer play? The answer is the double bass. If you got that right, awesome. If not, you can take another try at this week's Quizlet on Friday. You can win one every week. We'll ask you our new question on Friday. The hint will be sometime this week. We'll let you know when it's coming. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. And remember, don't be like Dr. Basilio. If you don't have something nice to say about somebody, don't say it at all. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.